general cast, 40 out of 40 boys on stage can't be wrong. This is Yama.
I'm Nick.
Yeah,
one of the writers. There you go.
One of the writers.
My name's Jim. Jim. That's for you, Joseph. And Yama.
Thank you. My name's Travis. I spit on my dick to mask.
I love you, Travis.
My name's Aaron. I'm going to draw on the pictures.
This is Abe.
Who also switches to Sebastian?
No.
So we've had a really busy year in pop culture. I'm just kidding.
I was like, oh shit, you got something.
No. I mean, Spankwire Premium, yay or nay. We can debate it.
Wait, what do you mean premium? Wait, what the hell does that mean?
So you could actually pay on that free website.
Yeah, and then you can
and it's better.
Wait, so what's the Spankwire website about?
Their hands come out of the screen and jack you off.
No, the big selling point is...
No, that was a joke.
Exactly what's going on.
I love it. It's like, no, it doesn't come out of the screen. Okay, what does it do?
I don't want
to
answer.
No, what does it do?
No, it's, I want it's to stupid. Know. It's,
what is Spankwire? Someone explain.
It's a website where you
do
get
you remember
your rocks
out. LimeWire?
Yes.
The file sharing?
Yes.
This has nothing to do with that.
Oh, okay.
It's YouTube. But with naughty things.
Why would you say that?
I like how you said naughty things.
It's like the YouTube of fucking.
Yeah.
Isn't that something? Like one of the things the you see in that choir? Yeah. It's like the YouTube of fucking.
Yes.
Or the Facebook of fucking.
Isn't that Adult Friend Finder?
Adult Friend Finder is the Facebook of sex.
Yeah. Oh, okay. That's what it is. All right. So what's this premium?
The premium just... Because on your phone, you can watch more than 5 videos.
Oh, on your phone.
Yeah, because on your phone, you can only watch 5 a day. And then on the actual website...
It's like a multivitamin.
No,
why do you use it on... That was awesome, Aaron, but... Wait, why do you only... Why do you use it on your phone?
No, I'm just saying that's what they offer.
Or your tablet.
And then you can... Yeah. And then you can also... and you can download the videos from the site, as opposed to having to watch them stream. That's all they offer.
So the hand does not come out and jack you off?
No.
That's a shame.
And anyone who would actually pay for that particular website probably shouldn't.
Are you?
No, I've never. I have never. I see your accusatory tones.
Is that a real
word?
I never have. Accusatory, yeah.
Yeah, I'm a...
Like accusatory.
It's a word, I just made it up.
Like accusatory rape.
Oh, accusatory rape.
So I think we've come down on the side of nay.
Oh, yeah.
On this debate that we didn't know we were having.
That's weird. So what about this the space shuttle thing? Were we supposed to not talk about that?
Yeah, because it happened too long ago.
Yes.
Yes. We might want to release this a year from now.
Something about Michael Clark Duncan dying is...
That's sad.
No, that is sad.
This podcast is dedicated to Michael Clark Duncan. Okay, back to Spankwire.
That already happened a long time ago now.
That's true, but we never discussed it. We talked about Joe Kubert. Dying.
Someone just shot me in the head with a rock.
Also, it's kind of presumptuous, though, to think that people are waiting on us to comment on something, and it won't be timely enough.
Yeah, do you think someone listening who's like, wait a minute, they never even talk about their webcomic.
The world is done talking about
it.
Why don't we ever talk about our webcomic? It could be like Talking Dead, where we talk about how...
Yeah, so... Remember when I told Aaron to draw me with this Misfit shirt? Instead of this Danzig shirt?
Yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah, see?
Why is your impression of yourself a southern fella?
Remember that time? Aaron told me. I don't know. Why don't we talk about the webcomic more?
I mean, what's to talk about? We can talk about...
Aaron, oh, I know. What artist like,
God
inspired
damn
you
it.
To draw?
Don't get angry. As a joke question.
Who's listening?
No. It was a joke.
But can I just say?
That's a fun and joke right there.
Yeah. Just, the joke you were and all that. I don't know.
Someone just broke Aaron. Someone needs to wind
you're Dom DeLuise in it right now. This ain't the outtakes of Cannonball Run.
When you've been asked one too many times your influences, you just lose your mind.
Who are your influences? Joe Kubert!
Why'd you just say that?
I don't know. Jack Kirby.
Were you thinking of John Q, okay, so, the Denzel Washington movie?
You didn't answer my question.
No, he's freaking out because he's trying to give a blanket answer but, to his inspiration.
Hey, you can't know name no baby's blanket.
I was thinking the same thing.
You can't name no baby's anything soft like that. What? There's a key word in there that would make that. It's a Cat Williams Michael Jackson joke. I'm not saying a word he says a lot. But he just say, motherfuckers! And he says another word, N-words! Yeah, that's what he says. Yeah, who can't name no N-word, babies,
who
nothing
is Cat
soft.
Williams?
He's a...
That's the guy from Great American Superhero and from House.
That's Cat Williams. Nope.
That's William Cat.
I just said the same name. Cat Williams is a little tiny comedian who was in...
The guy who sang Tea for the Tiller Man?
He's Pinky in the other two Fridays.
There you go. Those movies fucking suck.
No, they're terrible.
Fucking Debo.
Pinky?
A new one's coming out, by the way.
He's not Pinky.
He's a friend.
Yeah.
Pinky's the record store guy. He plays a pimp.
Yeah, Pinky's a pimp, right?
Pinky's in...
Look, you're getting so...
Pinky's angry. A ghost from Pac-Man.
Pinky's in Friday After Next, along with Catwoman.
Pinky's... A lady from Happy Days.
He's like pimping the stress. He doesn't.
I made a Cat Stevens reference that no one acknowledged.
You said Islam?
No one even made fun of me for making a Cat Stevens reference.
Did you say it's a wild world?
It was as though I just was talking to an empty room.
Peace Train? Is that the name of the song?
What?
It's a wild world?
That song too.
Oh, baby,
what did you say?
I said the guy who sang Tea for the Tiller Man.
Oh, so
I don't even get that. That's deep cuts.
But that's the song that was on The British Office, which everyone here has watched.
I have not watched
several
times.
But you really can't name no N-word babies, nothing soft.
Where
like
was
that. You can't name one blanket, no quilt, no pillow, no nothing. I think that's pretty close to the quote.
I want to know, what do you think would happen if Nick actually went on stage at like open mic night at a black comedy club?
but said N-word. So here's Cat Williams. Just do Cat Williams' whole hour show, but say N-word.
No, made his own observations.
Wait, are we saying that he's saying the N-word or he's just saying the N-word? No, he's saying N-word. He's saying like, what would Cat Williams say?
What? With what?
Just say a Cat Williams bit, but say N-word.
I just said the whole thing.
There you go. What?
Yeah, no, yeah.
What?
I have to say the two of the funniest things I've ever heard have the N-word in them, and so I can hardly ever tell anyone.
Is one of them the Denzel Washington one?
Yes. One of them was in the movie Glory, where Denzel Washington says to Morgan Freeman, N-word, is you an old man or is you an old woman? I forget. And the other one is Dr. Dre in between songs on The Chronic saying, yeah, N-word, use a penguin-looking motherfucker.
Was this supposed to be hilarious?
Is true about Eazy-E. Rest in peace.
This one's decades.
He had AIDS. He got AIDS and died.
This is decades.
He had a bunch of people who followed him and helped him out. AIDS.
Damn.
Are we allowed to do that? Is that joke copyrighted?
Is that someone's joke?
South Park.
Are you serious?
Are you serious?
I really am.
Damn.
I probably heard it somewhere.
He made it up. What else?
You just made it up.
No, I didn't make it up.
You stole something last time?
No.
He stole from me.
Oh, from you.
What
did he steal from me?
He stole from Yama.
No.
She stole from everyone.
Taco Bell.
What?
Travis stole something from Aaron.
Oh, my Game of Thrones song.
Oh, yeah.
Which Aaron didn't make up.
I didn't.
I steal from him. I seriously just sang Game of Thrones to the tune of Game of Thrones. I didn't know that I'm sure other people did it, but I didn't steal it.
Oh, and if I didn't open mic night to a bunch of...
Yeah?
Like, to a black audience? Was that what you were saying?
Yeah.
I don't think I do very well.
You don't think so?
No, I don't know, maybe.
You don't think they appreciate your rowdiness?
They might.
Your rowdiness and the lack of sleeves.
Before anyone steals it, though, I just want to say I was the first one who came up with the joke about how you can't build a wall on the border between the U.S. and Mexico because who's going to build a wall? That was...
Because of Mexico.
That's his way of making fun of me.
No. When
Carl, that joke
that's third rail.
The first accusation against Carlos Mencia that he was a joke thief, was people saying that he'd stolen that joke, and it was a tough situation because Carlos Mencia is a joke thief, But also, Percy you Jackson can't say you stole thing. That joke.
Yeah, okay.
More people should make Percival or whatever that. That's the real one.
Percy Jackson and the.
Lightning Thieves?
Yeah, and the Joke Thief.
That's a horrible movie. Oh,
did you see it?
I just said.
I did.
I did.
Doesn't he have a sword?
I don't know. I just saw the. I thought
you
it was.
You saw
a,
it!
Can he have zero lightning powers?
I didn't see it.
I no, saw
he's, the, he's King Neptune's fucking son.
Okay, I saw what? the pop-up lightning stands that they put up in the movie theater lobby, and I thought, honestly, it was the next Harry Potter movie because it was that same typeface.
No, it was the same director of the first Harry
Potter.
Christopher
Columbus.
Who also...
He sailed Ocean Blue.
Yeah.
In that forward team.
It was Chris Columbus.
No, is he the one who landed on Plymouth Rock?
No, Plymouth Rock landed on us.
Hold on. Right. Did anybody else just catch that?
What?
No. According to Aaron, Christopher Columbus sailed the Ocean Blue in 1942.
Oh, shit.
And nobody said a thing.
That sounds right. Hey, someone Google that. Is that right?
Wait, is it 1492?
No, you were right the first time.
Yeah, 1942.
I'm sure that someone named Christopher Columbus did sail in 1942. I don't think it didn't happen.
In the midst of World War II, Chris Columbus discovered America.
What?
1942.
Because the war was taking place at that time.
No idea.
Why did I say we can't name no babies nothing soft? Why did I say that?
N-word babies.
Because he said blanket.
I made a blanket statement. He made a blanket statement.
All
right. Was it important to
no,
you?
No, I just was like, why did I say that?
Are you still playing Stick Fight?
No, I was playing a penguin game.
Yeah.
Club Penguin?
No,
is it the one where the polar bear hits a penguin with a bat and then they like...
That's mean.
No.
Oh, okay.
Polar bear don't have thumbs.
Is that what you play on the NRA website you go to?
National Rifle Association?
Yeah, I play with Chuck Woolery.
Those are my initials, NRA.
Oh, they are.
Yeah.
The Nick Randall Alvarez website.
And Aaron's are AAA.
It is. It's true.
AAA.com/spandex.
Mine's TJ.
That's nothing.
I thought we were just saying initials.
Yeah, if you're listening right now, tweet us your initials. we'll read them on the air.
We had a friend whose initials were PMS.
and all his names were first names.
Philip Michael Scott. He's not hearing this.
The actor was your friend?
No.
That's
Philip.
Wait, Michael Scott's a character.
That's Jan Michael Vincent.
Oh,
And Philip was a
Airwolf,
high school
right?
kid.
Tom's favorite TV show.
He was a high
Airwolf?
School kid
Who's
who had
Tom?
Hemorrhoids. He had hemorrhoids and he was in high school.
Tom?
It's ironic that PMS had hemorrhoids.
Yeah. He had hemorrhoids. He one time pulled his pants down and he spread his ass cheeks, looked like a volcano erupted.
Wait,
in the
oh. You started telling that story and I was nodding. It was an ordinary story.
Why did athletes, I know this in high school, athletes always did weird things with each other in like locker
rooms. Well, we always try to pants each other.
But like,
we wouldn't try, I wouldn't like try to grab on a guy's dick or anything.
Grab on a guy's dick. Be hanging from
I know hanging no guy's dicks.
There was a lot of buckle spreading that going on.
I don't know what.
What?
You know what? I've never seen that.
No, that was just his friend.
No, Philip randomly did that to us.
He didn't do it to me. I wasn't there for that.
You were there. It was in front of
but
your face.
Never
you
saw
were
it.
Sitting down on the curb.
I swear I've never
seen it. You know what? I swear to God, you were on the curb. He did it to your face.
You're taking your dick out showing him, Travis. Please spread buttholes. What's going on?
We don't.
Your friends.
Our friend PMS had hemorrhoids.
And he spread his ass cheeks. And
didn't he have an attractive sister?
I want to know why it looked like a volcano.
No, because I just saw black and red, lots of horrible things in there. I don't know. I saw it for like a second.
I've never seen a hemorrhoid. I don't want to.
Yeah, you know what? Neither have I, and I know the internet's available, but
Google it.
No,
that's something you don't need to see.
Well, by the way,
I haven't seen one either. Yeah.
No,
I'm
but
sure.
You know what?
I'm sure
when
it would
I was
be
playing
extreme.
Basketball
Google
in high school,
anus.
No.
Prolapse.
Prolapse. Whatever you do, don't Google blue waffle. Don't do it. I'm just saying.
Is that like a dare?
No, what is it though?
It's a blueberry waffle. No,
you really don't want to know.
Wait, is that a bubbly really, poop? Really
what is it? How come it's so
it's insane? It's gross and disturbing.
It's a rotten vajayjay.
It's like,
why is it called a waffle? How is it rotten?
Because it looks like it's infected and like there's like it looks like.
Oh, okay.
Because there's lines.
It's gross.
There's a grid on it.
It's never.
Oh. Is that from Trump?
I don't know.
If you're listening to this, never ever Google blue waffle.
Wait,
I do think
once
that
again,
this,
I say, is this not a dare? You're saying this. Yeah. People are gonna look it up. Now.
At this point, I have to agree with the woman who said that we're abusing children. Slowly.
Yeah. So from kids. Don't Google blue waffle, or if you're gonna do it slow.
Slow.
Back in the Usenet days, I did subscribe to some Usenet groups that were like alt.binaries.pictures.shocking, and it would just be these posts that weren't labeled, and you had to download them one at a time over a dial-up modem connection. So they would start to download slowly, and you didn't see the whole picture till the end. And long story short, Barry Boosma, as it turns out, is a pedophile.
Oh, you know, speaking of the old days of porn,
oh, shit.
I remember at Mount Sac, this guy would...
Maybe we should explain what Mount Sac is.
San Antonio.
It's a big pile of balls.
Thank you. Okay, right.
It's a community
college. I've always thought that, and I finally got to say it.
And there was a guy who was, like, flirting with the girls, but he was really creepy, and by flirting, I mean he would bring printed out pictures of cartoon sex in my class, in my speech class.
What did
and he
look like?
This was a long time
what
ago.
What did he look like?
Dude, a creepy, weird guy.
What did he look like?
There's a guy who does that.
No,
I'm not even joking. He wears, like, he looks kind of like Chris Farley's brother. And he has like a baseball cap on, and he does that same thing.
I remember
thing.
I downloaded a picture of Belle, right?
She was that's like, what it was! Four. It was a picture of Belle, and was it Lumiere with the fucking ribbed candle?
Upper asshole,
yes!
And another one in her vagina.
That's exactly the picture he was fucking showing this
Nick
shit.
Nick is the guy.
It was Nick!
It was Nick.
Oh my god.
Shit,
just like the stance.
And you're sure that he was hitting on people?
Well, because he's like, hey man, you ever see this? He's like, you like.
He said, "Hey man," to this girl.
He said, "Hey man."
It took me 30 minutes to download that picture, by the way.
but he was like, "Have you ever? Hey, you like cartoons and stuff?" And he's like, "You want to see this?" And like he's showing them, and he's like laughing, and then they just looked uncomfortable. And he's like, "Yeah, I got more." And he wanted to keep showing them stuff.
And well, he had more. Did they want more?
He had like the Pink Ranger like nude, but that was like that was one of those fakes.
Maybe that's his son or something.
But the one from Beauty and the Beast was real.
Yeah. Maybe go to, because I go to Mount Sac too, and maybe
Joe Johnson has been nude though.
No,
you can find that.
Maybe
she's riding some dude in some softcore.
I might go to school with his son. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, he trained his son to do that.
You trained him, hey son.
You're saying he slowly abused his son.
He's like, you know how I made you?
Maybe it's the kind of thing like being the keeper of the island on Lost where it gets passed down to you.
Yeah, probably. Maybe
that's the second time I've said something that it's as though
I
wasn't.
No. I enjoyed it. I loved it.
I want some more of it.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I saw that. The tech.
Wait, and so. Oh, and anyway.
Jacob loves you.
I look like a volcano.
No.
Are you acting?
No. Athletes that I knew of in high school did not show buttholes. But that was the basketball team. You know who's weird?
The baseball team. Players are art.
I don't even know how you know this.
I had a friend who was on the baseball team.
You got fucked by a baseball player.
No. My friend JD was on the baseball team.
JD Drew.
Boy, explain JD. What's his backstory?
He's Italian, had a chin strap in high school.
Does he ride a motorcycle, smoke cigars?
No, he doesn't. But he loves being Italian. He brags about all the time.
Marone!
That's what our...
Oh, boy.
Was a blackjack dealer?
Yeah, it was a blackjack dealer. It was supposed to be Jake Blues.
But he didn't look anything like
didn't
him.
Didn't look anything like him, but he's still a fun guy.
Are you sure it wasn't Dan Aykroyd?
No. Yeah.
No, wait. No, Dan Aykroyd...
He's crazy.
Wasn't it? He's supposed to be Jim Belushi?
Does anyone actually care if a new Ghostbusters movie is made?
No.
Wait, what now?
Does anyone actually care about a new Ghostbusters movie?
Well, Bill Murray's not in it.
I was at Costco and I saw that they were selling that Crystal Skull vodka.
Oh.
hell's that?
That I think Dan Aykroyd.
It's a vodka and a skull.
Chilling.
I thought it would be from House Part 2.
Dan Aykroyd's obsessed with the
second story,
the crystal skull lore and all that crap about like the aliens.
Dan Aykroyd is a very sad man.
Yeah.
All the stuff in Ghostbusters about ghosts and stuff. He believes in that, by the way. He has written books.
Like Tobin Spirit Guy?
Yeah, I don't know about,
so he thinks that when he was filming Ghostbusters, he was filming a documentary.
I
said Tobin Spirit Guy, no one gave me anything.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
It's the guy in Ghostbusters that they used to classify.
It was Tobin says it's a class 5.
I didn't know what that was called.
Aykroyd said
who
that.
The fuck wrote that book? That's what I want to know.
Someone named Tobin.
Make a prequel on that shit.
Probably John Tobin.
Aykroyd claimed that the movies helped him learn how to research all that. So
this is probably all fake. I'm going to look.
No, he has books published about the paranormal.
It's true.
What? No, I was on his IMDb page.
So that's true.
And then I went to Wikipedia, and then I looked at the books he published. Yeah, he has books on the paranormal, books on aliens, books on just different things. And the crystal skull thing, he's heavily into that, and that's why he's like.
And this, what you just said, reminds me that Micro Machine guy's in the 80s. He talked real fast.
Mm-hmm.
It just reminded me because he talked so fast.
Max Headroom?
No, yes. The Micro Machine guy.
He was also in Teen Titans Saved by the Bell.
Yes. He was also in Transformers the movie, the cartoon one. The Micro Machine guy.
He played Blur.
Oh.
To be confused with Cup. Or RC.
Cup.
Those
were all the newer ones.
The animated
Cup was the grizzled old guy.
What the hell are you guys talking
about? It was
the animated Transformers.
Oh, Transformers the movie.
And Jed Nelson was like
that's
his...
That's the worst movie ever.
Sorry, Jed Nelson.
All right, so this Crystal Cool Vodka, what's its problem? It's got aliens in it?
Dagger likes aliens.
It's and vodka and a crystal skull, except that Dan Aykroyd thinks that the crystal skull will actually cure your cancer and give you powers.
What? he's crazy.
There are people who think that there were crystal skulls unearthed in ancient South American ruins, and it's been proven that the skulls were placed there nowadays by people who are like, well, I found a crystal skull.
But Shia LaBeouf found one, and they saw the aliens, and it was okay.
Spoiler alert. I'm pretty sure that...
I didn't even see that. I knew this whole thing about crystal skulls. I didn't watch that new Indiana Jones movie, and I didn't know that crystal skulls
were... I have it now.
Is that right?
You know what? That movie's better than The Godfather.
Yeah, I mean, is that your MacBook Air over there?
And all the Indiana Jones movies combined.
What can I do?
Wait.
I'm just kidding.
Would you say the crystal skull's better than all the Indiana Jones and all the Godfather?
It's impossible to capture, but that was a nice one from James. I don't know why I didn't do this. It was done for me by the person who set up my computer. But my screensaver on my MacBook Air says Yama's MacBook Air.
Alright, so fuck Dan Aykroyd.
Oh, but yeah, but Ghostbusters.
Start the campaign.
Who cares about the new one if it comes out? Because, I mean...
I don't think it's ever going to be made anyway.
They're old.
If it does, depending on what the trailers look like, I'll probably get Shield into one.
I mean...
Checking it out, but...
And Ernie
Hudson. Wait, what are you going to get?
Shield into it.
Who's Shield?
Who's Shield?
Shield.
Brooke Shields.
Not Shield.
Is Brooke Shields still alive?
She looks like a man now. Well, she's starting to look more like
a man. She was in Brooke Shields.
When's the last time you seen Brooke Shields?
Midnight Meat Train.
She
looks like a man.
She was in The Good Guys.
She got man job. Her man job.
Yeah,
jobs,
she looked fine in that.
Well, she
was in The Other Guys. She told Will Ferrell to call her.
She's getting boned on an island.
Blue
there you go.
Isn't she 12 in that movie?
I don't know.
The character might mean to be.
Well, there was a big controversy because she was underage.
I saw that movie when I was 7.
No,
the controversy is over. That was kind of old.
I was gonna say I can't even think of the what's the porn the porn star who got in trouble for being 7.
Tracy
Lords.
That was when he said there was controversy. I was gonna say
I saw Ron Jeremy rail her. Just FYI.
You say rail?
Was it rail?
Rail.
Was it on Spankware Premium or was it regular?
No, it was just I looked it up.
He makes horror movies now, pretty much.
Yeah.
Where do you get this stuff from?
Because I see
she's in shitty movies. She was in a fake movie.
John Carter.
That's how a hero talks.
She was in a fake John Carter movie, and Antonio Sabato Jr. was the John Carter character on Sci-Fi Picture Original.
She was also...
They already made a fake John Carter.
They made it
right
when it came out.
What was it called?
John Carter's public domain.
It was called something of Mars, but...
It was called Princess of Mars.
You know how I knew about it? Because Mom said she loved it.
Mom said she loved
my
the
mom
fake.
Said
your
she,
mom said she loved the fake John Carter movie.
Yeah, she saw it on Sci-Fi. She loved it.
Mr. John Carter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I will say I actually liked the real John Carter movie.
It was great.
I've been seeing it.
Is it out on DVD?
Yeah.
I got Blu-ray.
What's great about it?
Only DVD.
What's good about it? Sell me.
His abs.
I don't know if I can.
It's a fun adventure film that it's.
I was gonna use the term it's original, but it's not because it's based on a book that's really old.
When we were asked the question about what we would do in space, were you in your head thinking about the movie John Carter?
Is that why?
Because you used the word adventure.
I want to be topless.
You used the word adventure like five times.
No. Or a loincloth.
When I'm thinking about like space adventuring, I'm not talking about just going to Mars and like being like low sci-fi where you're like just in normal kind of clothing. I'm talking about doing like Buck Rogers type stuff where you're like
when you're wearing a stupid outfit.
Oh, wearing like shimmery bullshit from the 70s.
So that's 70s
was like an ugly 60s, looking robot. 50s.
I would rather do Buckaroo Banzai bullshit.
No, I wouldn't. That was on Earth, bro.
What about Mom and Dad Save the Universe?
That's worse.
What are you talking about? What is this?
You know what? I don't want to be part of your space adventure.
Fine, you don't have to.
Your
be.
Space adventure is a bunch of bullshit.
Mine's gonna be saving the day. Doing crazy stuff.
But while you're wearing a stupid outfit.
I'm not
going to wear that. While you're topless with a long cloth and a big chain running around.
I'm not going to wear the outfit.
He can jump really high.
How does he breathe?
Oh, because on Mars there's atmosphere. This was
no,
written.
There isn't.
Okay.
This is false.
This book was written when they actually thought there was real life on Mars.
Fucking idiots.
Like the Dave
Bowie song.
Yeah.
What Dave Bowie song? Cat People?
No, Queen Bitch.
You say Venga Boys? They like to party. That was
Queen Bitch is actually a stable song. You gave me that look.
No. I liked it. That was good. I'm sorry. I know it. Every time someone says I'm a laugh, uncontrollably to make sure.
No, you did laugh. I thought you were believing that it was a real song. You like Megadeth.
But why'd you like it, Travis? Why'd you
no,
like
I just
it
thought it was very. It was
Travis,
very entertaining.
Spell Megadeth.
M A G.
That's Maggot.
I know.
You booty.
I clunked that. But no, I just thought it was. You know, I thought it was entertaining.
Sell it to us.
But you keep like yelling at him as soon as he's trying to.
It's got the pretty solid cast. Pretty solid cast. Tim Regan's talks like a hero according to this guy.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Aaron.
He talks like
he overdoes it. No, he just talks like the actor
like
if he weren't Southern.
Like a badass hero. Guy.
He talks as if he weren't Southern.
No, I don't want to see this movie.
Yeah, you guys unsold me.
No, it's just there's lots of cool action, lots of cool fighting.
My mom sold the shitty John Carter movie.
he's running and jumping really far, throwing his chain around.
No, you know what?
This sounds like a guy in the 70s with a chain
see
around.
That, I'll play God of War.
Ooh,
it's really cool. That's
it oh, it's really cool. You guys are doing nothing. Come on, Travis, save this.
I don't think I can because everything I say, no, it's like everything I say out loud, I feel like it's going to make it seem too ridiculous because it does seem ridiculous.
You have to watch it.
He
to,
does
it's
the
like
plunger.
The Matrix. You can't be told about it. You got to experience that motherfucker.
It's very pulpy.
You know what? I kind of
I don't
know,
like too much pulp, though.
In my oranges?
Yeah.
I kind of know how you guys feel because there was a time in my life when I was trying to justify the movie Rollerball.
Yeah, there was. I remember
Pine?
That.
This is
like yes, Cool J.
Oh,
was.
Wow.
And it was it just wasn't working out for me.
It wasn't. I remember that. I forgot about Rollerball
and
you.
So at a certain point, I just acted like I was kidding the whole time.
He did. I remember.
But at the beginning of the conversation, I wasn't kidding about how.
That's like Jim with Ghost Rider.
No, I love Ghost Rider.
The original, Nick Cage.
It's good.
Yeah.
Jelly Beans.
I loved it.
Why?
I still do.
No, you
the
don't.
Jelly Bean thing was fucking hilarious. I told you.
No.
I said, dude, there's a thing with Jelly Beans. I think it's cool.
It wasn't a joke. Like, it was supposed to be a serious thing Nick Cage did in that movie.
Yes.
He counted all the jelly beans in the jar?
No.
You know Nick Cage owns a cobra, and he has like a...
Sylvester Stallone.
No, he owns like an actual king cobra. And there's like a vial of anti-venom.
The malt vinegar.
And it costs a lot of money. And but he had to sell it because he was like bankrupt.
Wait, what?
I'm just
this is a fun fact?
It's a fun fact about Nick Cage.
IMDb?
Nick Cage has lots of fun facts. Look up anything about Nick Cage, you'll find out crazy things because he's crazy.
Like his name's Caster Truck, I know that.
And he's gonna save the fucking day.
Is Caster Troy?
Yeah, I got it wrong all the time I said.
Well, I guess I'm Caster Troy.
Face off. Face off on greatest movies
does
ever.
Does he say, well, I guess I'm Caster Troy?
Yeah.
He does, yeah.
Wait, what doesn't what, make not, any sense.
I don't think that's us.
Okay, would you say Rollerball is like one of the, like those movies that you're ashamed to like?
I don't even remember the movie at all. I just remember that I once tried to explain why it's worth
I remember
watching.
Because I remember Joey saying, dude, Yama loved Rollerball. And I said, what the fuck? And he went, dude, I did. Yeah,
I remember that.
I'm not ashamed of liking John Carter, though. It's okay, basically, it's about...
I think we should have a new segment of Travis and Aaron try to sell something.
No, there's two warring
kingdoms. Somebody want a drink, Coke, go.
There's two warring kingdoms on Mars, and then there's a third kingdom that's like the Untouchables.
It's best thing in a foreign cake, go.
But they're like the more savage.
Yeah.
There's three different cultures, two of which are warring, and then there's the savage culture, which both sides don't like.
And then there's a culture clash.
Yes. And then basically, and then what happens is a Civil War veteran. Basically,
gets transported.
I'm going to say basically like 20 times right now.
He gets transported
to Mars. They get his ass to Mars.
Through a cave.
But how does he breathe?
Because they I'm just kidding. Because it's not, I mean, it's not actually, well,
back then,
if I say too much about back that, then, there is an explanation for it, but I would spoil this is
a new segment. I hope you
he's
guys
from,
know.
But it'll just be about John Carter.
And pretty much his being there ends up like, turning the tide of all the war. Like,
yeah.
He becomes like a crucial character.
So you're saying,
I would
just,
be on Willem Dafoe's side.
Yeah. So you're saying just one man can make a difference?
One man can make a difference. If you're a hero and you believe in good, you can do it.
And Quantum Suit Dude or something.
That was from Surf Ninjas.
It's just...
I appreciate
no,
that.
But I mean, it's entertaining.
Okay,
well, besides John Carter, is there a movie, Travis, that you are ashamed to like?
Nah, man.
I mean, there's nothing you can think of like a guilty pleasure or even a TV show. Like, you watched Glee.
I did watch Glee for a brief period of time.
You watched a lot more than just a
you
little bit.
You watched like
of
a
it.
Whole season.
I probably did see a whole season.
You got like all the stickers.
And like, cock. Like, Yama, like, I mean, you wouldn't say it, so you think you could dance as a guilty pleasure.
I think it's an actually a good show.
Did you see when that dude who had the yarmulke in the like first season, he tried to do a flip? And he slammed his head on the floor, and his yarmulke popped off.
I didn't watch the first season,
but awesome.
It was the funniest thing.
That was pretty awesome.
Ever on that show.
Okay, so you would say Rollerball is your main thing.
No.
That was just that one time.
He is really
that was one uncomfortable.
No, but I'm trying to think of one myself, too, that's like I really like, but it's like I'm ashamed
mine
to admit.
Would be Sex in the City.
To be honest.
But
mine,
it doesn't seem like you're that ashamed of it.
But it's, I mean, it's funny that I know all this stuff about it.
But you don't, you're pretty comfortable saying you like Sex and the City.
It's like, it's lame, I know it's horrible, but at the same time, every time I've watched it, I'm like, this is
funny. I would say mine's America's Next Top Model.
No, see, but...
You still watch that?
How can you watch it still?
He watched it, I know he watched it.
Because now, there's new twists that they stole from every other reality show.
Why was Tyra Banks so mean to that girl just because she didn't show any emotion that season?
Look
at me! Why'd she do that?
I hate Tyra Banks.
I hate her so much.
I do too. And even the last episode had Tyler Perry and Tyra Banks.
Oh, I got another one. I like Project Runway.
Me too.
Yeah.
I've never actually watched
it. Right before recording this, I watched an episode.
Well, Tim Gunn's a cool guy.
Know what Tim Gunn does? He goes in there and fucks everyone's shit up.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't know about that one. And then they're like, oh my God, what do I do? What do I do? And they change their outfit. And then Michael Corso says, oh my God. And then, you know,
was
I know.
He in the
I'm going too much. I'm going too far. I'm sorry, everybody.
Digging too deep on this.
What do you got, Valencia? Abe.
Is there anything that you...
No,
you
come
got,
on.
You
like 90210.
Yeah, you have no shame. You
watch the
but
he's not ashamed of it.
I'm not ashamed of 90210. Oh, I'm ashamed
but
of the new one that
you
I
know
watch.
That other people find it embarrassing.
Yeah, you... It's like, it's not one of those things where you say, hey, I watch 90210. You tell us, but...
No, I tell everybody.
That's weird.
Wait,
no,
the
see,
old one or the new one?
The new one.
See, but
okay, I'm ashamed of that. I did watch that.
He watches because he feels like he has to.
Yeah.
See, but I would tell anybody that I've watched those shows. I don't care.
I mean, like, I'm ashamed that I watched The Jersey Shore.
I don't watch it anymore because I hate it.
I wasn't when I watched it. Like, I was like, oh, whatever. But now that I hate it, yeah, I'm ashamed of it.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm
going to
watch
those. Most of my ashamed stuff is, like, reality TV, except for the cooking stuff because I love that no matter what.
Yeah.
But movies, I can't think of one that, like, I'm ashamed of
loving. Well, Street Fighter?
But you don't love that. That's an ironic love.
Oh, see, but I feel like all of them are like that, where you don't feel like it's an actual good movie. I just watch it because it's like crap.
No, but you still. But there's like,
you've got mail.
Hey, you know, no, wait.
Wait, like Aaron,
I like.
You said you got mail.
I like that movie. And How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. I like that movie.
See, it's
I've
like.
I've seen neither.
You got mail. It's fun, good, actually.
I was forced to watch that by a crazy ex-girlfriend.
But it's funny.
Over and over again. And she made me watch it 3 times in 1 day.
Matthew McConaughey.
Why would you? Oh, wait, not How to Lose a Guy. I'm talking about the.
Failure
one.
To Launch.
No. I'm talking
about. You talk about 10 Things I Hate About You.
There you go. Thank you.
But that's when.
Which I actually do enjoy that movie.
That's,
they
yeah,
drop
that's
the Joker and Robin. Not Robin.
How do you even have time to
got
watch
two? You. He's not Robin. I didn't spoil anything. He's not. I didn't.
Oliver Platt's in it. Oliver Platt's in it. That's what he said.
We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Podscure Dentalcast, your source for all things John Carter. We're going to cut to Aaron with listener questions.
Yeah, Aaron, I heard you got a question that needs to be asked right now.
All right, well, I'll save this for last, but right, I'll do it
we'll,
right now.
We'll go to me.
Okay, never mind.
All right,
now. Wait, okay.
All right, so.
Vanessa Williams that much.
Okay, Lynn from Six Color Stories, as per usual, she had some questions. Gangnam Style versus Macarena, discuss.
Gangnam Style.
I love the fuck out of that song.
Yes.
And it's on my YouTube feed and I listen to it a lot.
Wait, you have a YouTube feed?
Not like it's on my like watch later.
/.
My watch later.
You found it.
It's like a chubby Korean man doing an awesome dance, singing about Korean fashion.
Fuck the Macarena. I feel like I feel about the Macarena same as Cat Williams feels about Michael Jackson.
Fuck Michael! Fuck Michael! That's what he feels.
Man, Gangnam sounds pretty awesome.
I guess. I mean, it's catchy. Saturday Night Live made me actually enjoy it.
What happened on Saturday
that's
Night
how
Live?
I feel.
Well, first Nick and Aaron told me and Travis, hey, look at this thing. And we did, and I'm like, okay.
They didn't care.
I didn't care. But then Saturday Night Live had a sketch that wasn't that funny, but they had the song, so the song got stuck in my head, and then I actually liked it.
Was it related to the song?
Kind of.
I thought he was
there.
Wasn't he there?
He was there.
Yeah,
but it just, the song... It's just catchy. I mean,
it is very catchy.
I just never liked the Macarena. I think I was too long haired.
What's everyone's favorite lyric?
Of the Gangnam Style?
Yeah.
The Oh Sexy Lady.
Hey, sexy lady.
Is that
you know what?
In English?
I love all
yeah.
of it.
Yeah.
That part's in English. Not all of it.
And what's it got to do with Gundams? I don't get it.
It's spelled differently.
I know.
It means like rich, like player style.
Yeah,
it's kind of like swag.
I have a Korean coworker who told me what it meant, and then I was like, "Well, what does the rest mean?" And he said, "I quote, I don't fucking know."
It's about screaming at butts.
And then he ate kimchi.
He screams
that's
at butts in the video.
All right, so that's what they do. All right, so that's a question. Next is a question from Lynn from Six Color Story.
Oh, dude.
She says, "This may have been asked before." But what's Aaron? No.
Oh, no.
Sugar me.
Cuber?
It says, but why the name Trevor and why not change it to Travis since we all know it's him? I mean, what do you mean we all know it's him? You guys don't know him?
It's different from me. It's a different guy.
I thought you were going to go in it. You don't know me. You don't pay my bills.
You pay my Apple bills?
No, but why don't we just call you why don't we just call him Travis?
I call him Trevor in real life sometimes.
When you're having sex with your male prostitutes, do you have them call you Trevor because that's the naughty side of you?
Travis
that
was being
none
called.
Of what you just said is remotely accurate.
When you're buying your crystal meth.
When you were buying your ticket to see John Carter, did you say, one ticket for John Carter, please, my name is Trevor?
Yes.
Well, you don't have to give your name to buy a ticket.
You don't? Fuck.
I've been doing it
that explains a lot.
Mm-hmm. So...
No, well, Trevor was originally when the comic started.
Isn't that just because your grandpa?
Names.
No.
Was it your grandpa?
No.
They called him a totally different
name. I think that was...
Called you Alfonso.
Alfonso was a kid in the street. Travis used to get in fist fights with a lot.
Made his nose blow up.
Travis
a lot.
Hit him in the face, and then his nose would explode. And it was pretty entertaining.
So you punch someone in the
face,
and your nose would explode.
It's like Punch Out if you know where to hit him.
Alright, so.
Wait, so he did punch someone in the face before?
Yeah.
Remember the previous podcast?
I never said I never did.
No, that question was about a celebrity.
It's just all you guys wanted to punch women for some reason.
I
didn't want to punch anyone.
I mean,
Chelsea Handler.
Did you want to just punch her in the ribs like tat tat?
like to get a boner?
Yes.
No, I want to punch her in the face to cause harm to her.
Catch a word.
And then get a boner.
Because
nothing? Nothing, all right.
I don't know what you expected people to do.
I was like, yeah, fuck yeah, bro. And then chest bump you with my tap out shirt.
And then show you our hemorrhoids. Like athletes do.
I don't know, do we just change his name to Travis?
No, too late.
Travis Trevor before there was a comic.
Yeah, but and he didn't. It was because of that guy we used to work with. People call him Trevor on accident.
And and originally in the comic, none of the characters were our real names.
Yeah, it was our middle names.
Yeah, I was Joseph.
I was Andrew.
I was Randall.
He was A.B.
I was A.B.
That's pretty much his name.
And Yama was...
Aldo the Italian race car driver.
It was Aldo the Italian race car driver.
I was joking.
No, that was real.
And I think just with the Trevor character, I mean, it's kind of so much of a character at this point that...
It's real. That's all ripped from the pages.
He's kind of my alter ego.
So when you fucking,
he's my Slim Shady.
So you're Trevor by night.
I'm Marshall Mathers.
So when you're giving a plunger, you're Travis. When you're taking a plunger, be naughty, you're Trevor. When you're the bucket in the farmhand, you're Trevor. When you're the cow,
which
you're
side
Travis.
Of you goes chicken hunting?
Yeah.
That'd probably be more Trevor.
The one who's heading down the Southern Trail.
I like that I can just use one of my three ICP references and someone says something I don't understand.
Hey, you're welcome.
All right, I got another one from Frank Jordan from Company Man Comic. Go to Company Man Comic website.
A Frank Jordan Go?
What?
Bad Jesse Jordan Go reference.
Jordan Jesse Go?
Hey, why are you mentioning other
we're allowed to.
No, we can't.
You can mention pictures. You can mention them, you just can't steal their bits.
You guys do it all the time. He always says buttle, and you guys always say shit from their stuff. All
right. No, next podcast is going to be all about Petros and Money.
No, it's not going to be.
Petros, Golly?
Yeah.
Boutros.
Spengali?
Next. All right. From Frank Jordan. Hails from Arizona. Parts unknown. He says, have you ever danced with the devil in the pale moonlight?
I hate that line.
You know why? Because Joker didn't fucking kill Batman's fucking parents.
Isn't the answer you want to get nuts or something?
No, that's what Michael Keaton.
Just go crazy.
And then you never touch another man's rhubarb or something.
What?
And he says that.
You don't ever touch another black man's radio, boy. That was in Rush Hour.
No, he says never touch another man's rhubarb. But that's what...
I thought he said,
"What is?"
No, I don't understand the words that are coming out of my mouth.
It's a pie.
Yeah, wait.
What's rhubarb?
Oh no, a rhubarb is like a.
It's not my grandpa.
It's a root vegetable. It's a root vegetable that tastes like shit.
It's root.
Walter Matthau's original wife and grumpy old man was allergic to it, but she still made him the pie every year for his birthday.
I miss Walter Matthau.
I went to his gravesite.
Podcast dedicated to Walter Matthau.
Oh, and Mug Plug Duncan.
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
We will mourn you till we join you.
The real kingpin.
Okay, so that was the end of the Twitter question, but
do you still have more?
I just have one quick Facebook one from
Arch
Nemesis Gary Cohen, who I can't find the fucking thing. I'll have to look right now. What do you guys talk?
Is it a boner inspection question?
What's the one you have, Travis?
It's a question about boners.
Travis, what's the one you have?
Well, I also have one from Gary Cohen sent to me via the Twitter.
Who's Gary Cohen? Where's he from?
Parts of No.
Mm-hmm.
No! Mallville Rules?
Yes.
Yeah.
From inkbot.com, I think. One of those. There's like 100 webcomics over there.
He's at Cohenside on Twitter if you follow him.
Yeah, follow him. He talks a lot on Twitter. He loves to use it.
Parts Unknown is located in Kansas. Parts Unknown, Kansas.
Nice. That's small.
I looked it up on Ultimate Warrior's IMDb page.
That's pretty awesome.
I know.
But, Gary Cohen would like us to play Marry, Fuck, Kill with Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Oh, shit.
Well, you obviously marry Simon because...
No,
you... Wait, this is my question! You obviously... No, you marry Theodore because he could cook. You fuck Alvin because he crazy.
He crazy.
And you kill Simon is because he's got glasses. I have no idea.
Miracle?
Yeah. So, that's my answer.
You answered every question up in that flow right there. No,
yes, he did.
Yeah.
Wait, why would you kill Simon? Oh, same thing. He's got glasses.
Well, you know, Simon's the least likable out of all of them. He's just a smart bitch. He's just smart, and he never wants to do anything.
Smart bitch.
Smart bitch. Theodore, he's like funny, and he's fat. And
which one of them does machines?
Oh god.
The purple one.
The purple one. Yama? Well, that was Yama's answer.
Thank you.
I think you covered it all.
No, I wouldn't change anything. I would kill Alvin.
He crazy.
But he's the one who's always causing trouble. You could all kinds of crazy shenanigans.
Is Dave on the table?
Oh shit. Well, like while you fucking
was he a chipmunk?
Or marrying.
This is fuck, marry, kill. So you're not going out on crazy adventures with Alvin, you're just fucking him.
Yeah, no, yeah, so but like and imagine if I had to marry one of his brothers, he'd still be attached some form as an in-law.
No, see, you're... No,
that's going too far.
You're not playing this game right.
I'm on board with Travis.
You know what? Y'all playing Battleship while we play Monopoly.
I'm going to marry Simon. I'm going to marry Simon because of his smartness and probably end up making money.
Smartness. Because of his smartness.
You got real good smartness. I just want to let you know that right now.
His intelligence could easily lead to a possibility of inventing stuff or patenting something and making a lot of money.
David Pattinson
Bear.
You're saying
Bear.
You're going to be economically stable with him.
Exactly.
I love that we're talking about fucking chipmunks.
I just want to say this.
Wait, who are you going to fuck?
Theodore.
Because you like big girls?
Hey,
no, nothing's wrong with big girls.
This is pedophile bestiality doing this. I hope you guys know that.
We're slowly hurting a kid right now.
We're slowly hurting.
Or three chipmunks.
Yes.
They're little children mixed in with chipmunks somehow. So.
No, they're animals. It's okay.
But they're like the size of
humans. Mr. Hands was probably
the guy's fucking horses.
Wait, was Mr. Hands the horse?
No, Mr. Hands the horse? I don't know.
Wait, was Mr. Hands the horse or the guy that got his heart tickled?
I always thought it was the guy who I thought it was the guy.
Damn, I thought the horse was Mr. Hands.
Oh, it wasn't Mr. Hands was his username.
Stop kicking me.
Mr. Hands was his username on some forum because there was that documentary about him.
Wasn't Mr. Hand the one who went to Spicoli's house and started
also,
teaching him
I think it's
about
a myth that the guy
U.S. history because Spicoli wasted so much time?
Yes.
Aloha. That was a. I didn't give that one the recognition.
Yeah, that was good.
Because you interrupted
the
me.
Was
I apologize.
No, but what I had to say wasn't as important.
No, but that you're saying that was a myth that that guy died?
I think that there. It's true that a guy died from having sex with a horse, and then they busted an entire zoophile ring, and then they made a movie about it.
Zoo, it's called Zoo, right?
Yeah. That's true. No, that's but I think that the clip Mr. Hands of a guy having sex with a horse is unrelated to the guy getting killed from having sex with a horse.
Wait, is this
But that clip, that horse goes to the hilt.
He tickled his heart.
He went balls deep.
Yeah, it rubbed balls deep, so he put his balls inside his
asshole.
That's
not balls deep.
It should be.
That would be taint deep.
That's false advertisement.
Your taint is tickled.
False advertisement.
Barely survived the battle of balls deep.
Oh, shit.
That
stole that from me.
See, so is stealing from people.
So stealing.
You have another question?
I'm a thief. Yes.
Well, I got another one from Gary Cohen.
Good with that one.
From Melville Rules.
Why did she write a song called Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves? Like, what was the point of that?
Because they're always in Toys R Us being dicks.
Because it's about the town.
Did she write it or did Sonny write it?
Dude, he died.
He didn't sing that song.
Wasn't it? But that was when they were together.
This podcast is dedicated to Sunny
Bono. I thought. No, I don't know.
She,
what do I know?
She wrote that in like the early 80s. They were already separated. Like
that was the early 80s? That definitely does not seem like the early 80s.
All right, Gary Cohen's.
Oh, he's just like, no, fuck you, Travis.
No, I'm.
Here, you turn back time. All right. Gary Cohen says,
Tom!
I'd like to know how someone like yourself, who for all intents and purposes seems functionally illiterate, can do so well at Scrabble.
That is so mean.
It is. Well, Gary, you're horrible. You're one of the worst people I've ever played in my life. And I'm actually having to go semi-easy on you because you're fucking horrible. And then when I play Yama, I realize, I'm not that good, but you are fucking horrible. So that is why.
Speaking of semis, when male strippers, they get
Maximum overdrive?
When they get them, they get semis, they wrap a rubber band around their wiener so they could keep their semi and so it could flop more in the old lady's face.
Like, where do they put the rubber band? The hilt or?
Yeah, at the fucking base of the dick.
I don't know. Maybe they put it at the ledge or the head thing.
The ledge?
The ledge. You're making up shit for your dick.
What part of your penis? Oh, it's on the ledge.
Who's got a ledge on their dick?
Like, where would the ledge be?
That's called a herpes.
That's the ledge part.
Dude, I don't know.
That's where the crabs go to commit suicide.
Hey, you know what? Can you show me?
a German Nazi helmet looks. The back part of it, like the
the ledge.
I don't know what to call it. All right. Okay,
Travis, what are your questions?
I got one last question.
Aaron didn't answer that.
It's coming from that comic thing at that comic thing on Twitter. That too. The question is, what kind of other podcasts do you listen to?
I'm not answering this question.
We've answered this before.
Yes, we have.
That was in the first one.
Yeah.
I'm just saying it's a question. Whatever.
You're right. What actually good podcasts do you guys listen to? That's what.
No, what? You go, Travers.
What?
We're going for.
I listen to Never Not Funny, which I've referenced here. I also listen to Walk in the Room, which I've referenced here. And I listen to Rock Solid,
which I don't reference.
I pretty much haven't referenced that one here, but it is a good podcast. I recommend it.
I listen to Never Not Funny. I listen to Walk in the Room. This is James. And I listen to Twext podcast, and I listen to Inkslinger sometimes, and I just started, and also Douglas Movies, and I mean other webcomic ones I've listened to. I can't think of them off the top of my head, but it's not like anyone cares. Nick, what do you listen to?
I listen to the Twext podcast. I listen to lots of sports talk stuff. So I usually, it's on the radio.
Do they
talk about
spreading buttholes?
No, they don't.
Hey, bro, you spread your butthole this week? Bro.
They don't say bro.
Volcanoes, bro.
No, they don't say bro to each other. But it's Petros and Money. It's a radio show, and I also listen to Dan Patrick's show, that one. That's another sports one, which you guys don't give a shit about, because how you're looking at me in the face right now.
Don't look at me.
That's pretty much it.
I'm actually going to list every single podcast I'm subscribed
to. Fuck yeah!
On my iTunes, in alphabetical order. Bullseye with Jesse Thorne. Comedy Bang Bang. Dan Carlin's Hardcore History. Jordan Jesse Go. The Casper Hauser Comedy Podcast. Never Not Funny. The Pod F Tomcast. This American Life. The Todd Glass Show. Dude. Walking the Room. WTF with Mark Maron. You Look Nice Today, and The 40-Year-Old Boy.
I forgot about it. You still listen to The 40-Year-Old Boy?
Yeah.
How do you have time to listen? When do you listen to him? Like when you're at the gym or something?
Yeah, and on the drive to work and back.
You're like...
Welcome back to the Podskier Gentlecast. It's like Sanford and Son up in here.
Because we're doing the songs.
And there's stuff all over the place?
Great.
Weren't they like hoarders?
Shady Grady had his
son. They were hoarders. No. They sold like old junk. They were just like a pawn shop kind of, but mostly selling junk.
But in the house.
John Favreau makes a joke about it in Daredevil.
And it was like incidental Lamont. That they were black.
It's like Lamont from Sanford and stuff.
Yes, it didn't matter. That's exactly what he said. It didn't matter that they were black. Yama was Will Chamberlain a fucking or something.
And we've got one more question.
For podcast.
No, Will Chamberlain is a Will Chamberlain a fucking.
Yeah. And long story short, YouTube a fucking. I think we have one more listener question.
Okay.
No. Oh, we do?
Yeah, go.
Yeah, okay. Last question comes from Joseph Van Fossen of Noctuary fame.
Wait, what's his new band called?
Sunset Unlimited.
No, his other one too.
Oh, Midnight Shinigami?
Yeah.
Shinigami Midnight?
Sunset one or the other.
It's not Katamari Damacy. Go to what Yama said or Sunset Unlimited, Noctuary Summon.
Wait, Sexy Katamari? Is that something real?
No, there is a Katamari.
Sunset Unlimited if you want like Western style music.
And if you want covers of anime scores, Shinigami
and if
Midnight.
You want pure Norwegian black metal from Orange County, go to Noctuary.
I like the way you said Norwegian.
I get serious about my Norwegian.
So Joseph asks us, what does it smell like up in there right now?
Like in someone's butthole?
AMPM.
In here. So what does it smell like in here?
Up on the premises. Condoms, apparently.
It smells like condoms and AMPM hot dogs.
It smells like y'all going to make me lose my mind up in here. Because he said up in here. That's the only reason.
It smells like a lot of sweat.
I don't smell anything.
It smells like clunky.
I just want to say I hate it in form when the dude's like, yeah, smell my dick.
What?
Wait!
Sometimes that happens.
I've never...
SMD, smell my
dick. Oh, like when in hentai, she's like, no, it stinks.
No,
like,
not
okay.
In hentai.
Oh, okay.
In porn. Pornography.
Oh.
I'll show you some things.
Smellmydick.com.
What's your demo?
Mm-hmm. All right,
let's go around the room with plugs. Nick.
I would like to plug...
A butt.
Sexy Damacy.
Sexy Damacy? Is that like a French guy? A French guy who's famous for fucking? Sexy Damacy? I fucking hope it is. I know it's not.
Nick wants to plug cracking himself up.
I don't really have anything.
What's that game you're playing right there?
That Penguin Wars game. It's pretty fucking great. You just shoot a bunch of other guys.
Wait, what
was that?
Nigga looking like a penguin?
Wait, what was
no.
that?
N-word. Use a penguin-looking motherfucker.
All right, so
I would like to plug that I just saw a movie recently. No, I would say nobody watched the movie Blue Valentine because it fucking sucks.
It's the worst experience
you
can have.
What was the point of that movie?
To make you feel horrible.
I don't care. It's like, yeah, it's just someone's like shitty life. They just show that. It's like I could watch the Jerry Springer Show and get the same effect.
Or Honey Boo Boo.
Or you know what? But I would be more entertained watching Honey Boo Boo. So you know what? Whoever made that movie could suck a dick.
I agree.
And they didn't show Ryan Gosling's abs. Really.
Suck a thick dick.
And they always got Michelle Williams, Maggie Gyllenhaal, like looking all frumpy in every movie and getting boned. That's what they do. Hallelujah, holla back, Nick. That's my plug.
Old school.
Yeah.
Marvel Pinball on Xbox. It's pretty awesome. Nick's really bad at it. Tori Haim, I'm coming for you, Nick.
I'm not bad at it.
Tori Haim is the writer-creator of Fickle Picnic, and he's... a monster on the Xbox gamer score, but also in pinball, so I'm destroying him, and he loves Fox television programming. Not the news, but
wait, he's the one
Fringe.
Who told me about who has the...
He's the one who
the big penis. That's what he
the
was
crazy
motioning
gamer
to.
Score.
Yeah, so go get that. Also, I've been playing Little Big Planet good. I beat Uncharted 3. I think that's also a pretty good game, not as good as Part
Little
2
Big Planet?
Or 1. Yeah.
Never mentioned that game ever.
Little Big Planet 1 and 2. I got 9... trophies on it recently.
I don't know what trophy is.
So
it's like an achievement.
But also,
not as good.
Movie wise, I watched it twice in one day. Dale and Tucker. Tucker and Dale versus Evil.
Yeah.
It's an awesome comedy kind of horror. It's just, it's all a misunderstanding. It's fucking awesome. It's
satire, right?
Yeah, well, not kind of, yeah. It's just, it's
like, it's an homage.
If you want to fucking laugh, fucking watch that movie.
Man.
It's an homage to the crazy no,
and fuck.
And if I haven't said before, I'm fucking sick of Twitter. Follow me at Obscure Gen. Travis Suit just made a weird noise.
He queefed.
I'm the king of weird noises, evidently.
Travis, where are you by your crystal, man?
Heisenberg Blues.
How many home are you?
yes, Travis, just gonna plug...
Your voicemail, that's awesome.
My voicemail is awesome. I should play it.
No,
you say it differently, though.
Just give out your phone number. And send calls that you don't recognize to voicemail. All
right. 909.
I don't give out your phone number.
Yeah. You should do it to see how many people actually listen and would call you. That's pretty awesome.
No, I don't know, because that's my voice.
What are they going to do? It's not like we got thousands of people who are going to be like...
But one day when this becomes popular,
we're the
next trend.
Like
can someone out there dial 1-800-HOT-FUCK and see if that porn number still works?
Okay, what do you got, Travis?
He said it.
I said it quick. We'll see who's paying attention.
And I still got Sanford and
Sanford. Yeah, because if they missed it the first time, there's no way they'll be able to catch it.
No way. Are you going to make a stop?
You should have put 555 on that mother.
I'm trying. You know what?
1-800-HOT-FUCK.
I don't really have much to plug. Nothing's much coming to mind. I haven't. So.
Besides John Carter.
John Carter. You know what? Watch it. It's good.
It is.
Just vouch. Don't take my word for it. Just watch it yourself.
Aaron.
Okay. I'd like to plug...
Spandex.
Oh, yeah, write a review on iTunes while he's laughing.
Actually, go to alexrossart.com and...
Are you sure that's the site?
At tumblr.edu.
He, right now, he's...
.gov.
He's helping to organize a Norman Rockwell exhibit.
Sit in.
A Norman Rockwell exhibit, a lot of original art from Norman Rockwell,
how
including
Norman Rockwell sitting.
Hey, Norman Rockwell the guy that someone's always watching?
Someone always is watching Norman Rockwell.
Hey, no one ain't no one watching him. He ain't fine.
That's what a comedian said.
Also,
you didn't have to. I could have stolen that.
Also,
been okay.
Doctor Who's back on the air. So
which doctor? Yeah, I'm making a show called Witch Doctor.
What was the thing?
No, that was my thing.
And they had a great Western episode.
Witch Doctor. And you know what?
Doctor Who.
Aaron was watching a Doctor Who episode, and I walked by him watching it. There was like a robot.
Why are you going to ruin something else besides a robot?
You didn't learn?
It was a new episode. Right.
This is Abe. You can follow me at Obscure Abe. Yeah, at Twitter. Pretty much all the fall shows that are coming back. Gonna plug those. Catching up on Fringe.
Everything
that's coming back. Fringe.
Shaded Grid.
Check out Revolution. It was okay. Boardwalk Empire's back.
Best plugs.
Check it out.
And
it was alright.
Yeah, and Supernatural's coming back. So hopefully James will get
back
on board with
He's
that.
Excited.
Nope. Oh, Sons of Anarchy.
And Sam Pro is back. So that's it.
This is Yama again, and if I haven't plugged it enough last time, songmeanings.net, if you're not sold yet, one of the posts on the Song Meanings page for the Metallica song Fight Fire with Fire. As for the ending, it's cool, but I thought it was thunder. I always heard that part, nuclear warfare, telling us to rest, and thought, what are they talking about? At first they were talking about the Golden Rule, and now it's some anti-war crap? Still, fantastic song, fantastic album, and Cliff Burton, I salute you for being the best bassist that ever lived. Songmeanings.net. That's it for another episode of the Podskier Gentlecast. Thank you for listening. And as always, you better watch yourself, pal. I'm the FBI around here. Full-blooded Indian.